Hello. Hi. Thank you very much to Charlie for another edition of a show I believe is called Around the Town Sounds. The time is 6:01. This is KOOP Hornsby Austin. Hi, my name is David. How do we do a show called The Mascot Wedding Show? I have a co-host, and his name is Mac Blake. Hi, Mac Blake.
Hi, David Hanna. Thanks for having me on the radio show today.
Oh, you bet. This is our first show.
Mm-hmm.
This is exciting. We're very nervous. We're gonna bring you comedy as best we can.
We got a lot of planned things to...
It's okay.
We got a lot of things planned today.
Yeah.
We have an interview with... David, help.
I think the interview canceled.
throat's closing.
No, just
help.
Power
help.
Through,
help. Can't do it.
Let's start the show with some music.
Yeah, how about Borrowed Time, Parquet Courts, Mascot Wedding Show, back.
Do it. Batting practice is over. We gotta be back. The time is 6:04 in the PM. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, Radio's Hour of Unspeakable Power. My name is David Hatta.
And my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in and be a part of today's conversation, please do. The phone number is 472-5667. You like letters? It is 472 KOOP. We are also on Twitter. We are at Mascot Wedding. You tweet it. I see it. I reads it. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Nobody else. Clearing my throat on the radio like a pro. We just heard Parquet Courts, their track Borrowed Time off their album Light Up Gold. I like that stuff. David Hatta.
Yes, sir.
When's the last time you did this radio show?
It has been about a month. I've missed the past three shows, and this is the fourth one that I've been back on. Holy cow. Can I tell you something? Hearing that intro and hearing us do the beginning of the show, man, I missed this thing.
Yeah.
I didn't think I would, but man, I missed it a lot. I hope you missed us because we're doing another hour of music and funny. Okay, I need to knock a little ring rust off. I'll be honest with you. This feels weird, but I love it. Mac Blake, how are you?
I'm doing great as well. You said great, right?
So-so. Come see, come saw.
I'm doing come see, come saw as well.
Mama say, mama saw, mamakusa.
There's a moccasin? That didn't make sense.
Yeah. We're buying some moccasins later.
That didn't make a lick of sense.
That was a really good Vin Scully.
You know that what that is from?
What's that?
Or at least, I know that's an expression that exists out in the world. It doesn't need to be from anything.
Uh-huh.
But the episode where I think Homer went to the Super Bowl or something.
Yes.
One of eight episodes where Homer goes to the Super Bowl, probably.
Uh-huh.
And he gets they sneak into Rupert Murdoch's private box.
Yeah.
Oh, what's his face is on there? John Madden.
Yes.
John Madden's still alive, right?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
and they were reviewing the show, him and Pat Summerall.
Uh-huh.
And then they open up a bus and Richard Price. Vincent Price is on there, and he's like,
weird.
He's like, come in? And then John Madden goes, that doesn't make a lick of sense.
Uh-huh. Well, cool.
Who's Richard Price? Is he the guy from Survivor?
No, that's Richard Hatch.
Okay.
Wait, who's...
No, Richard Hatch was the guy on Lost they kept trying to get into.
I was thinking of Jonathan Price, the former Bond villain.
That's right.
Yes.
Speaking of Rupert Murdoch...
Yes.
Jonathan Price playing a thinly veiled Rupert Murdoch.
Which one? Was that GoldenEye or was that The World Is Not Enough?
It was,
wait, was
Tomorrow Never Dies.
What was the one? Was Tomorrow Never Dies the one after GoldenEye?
Yes. Because The World Is Not Enough is the one with Christmas Jones in it.
Ugh.
Played by the incomparable Denise Richards.
Classic. Classic, yeah. Actress Denise Richards.
Yes.
You're a Bond fan, yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Did you saw Skyfall?
I did.
How'd you like it?
I liked it a whole lot.
Cool.
It might be my favorite Bond. It's definitely one of my favorite Bond
is
movies.
Is that right?
Yeah. Did you see it?
No, not yet.
Oh.
I am taking my sweet time with stuff. I don't know why. I just haven't gotten around to it yet.
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
Oh.
I saw it once because I could not wait.
Uh-huh.
And I saw it again when I went to San Antonio for Thanksgiving.
Sure.
With my family, because I know my dad and my brother Calvin really wanted to go see it. And I told them I would wait, but I was not being honest with them. And I can say that because I know they don't listen to the show.
Yeah.
So I was like, yeah, I'll wait. But then I was like, hey, I'll see you twice. But yeah, I liked it. My dad has always been a big James Bond fan. And so I've watched his movies a lot growing up.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving, David Hatta?
My Thanksgiving was good. It was really nice and good. And I say that with some trepidation. And I've said this before in the past, but this was the first year that it really hit me. Again, no alcohol this Thanksgiving.
Is that unusual for you?
It is unusual for me. Like, that's actually, and I've done that in the past few holidays, where it's just like, oh, I just forgot to drink, which is weird that I would like, okay, don't forget to drink. But it seems to me this year it was part of a trend where, like, I haven't wanted to drink a lot lately. And I don't know if it's just me getting older or me getting softer as a person where just like, I can't do it like I used to do it. But yeah, it was weird. But I enjoyed my family without alcohol. And that's bizarre to me.
I'm existing in this plane right now. Plane?
Uh-huh.
I'm in astral form.
Yes.
Where I don't really have an urge to... I've just not been hitting it.
Yeah.
I do not have an urge to drink is what I was going to say.
Yeah. And in fact, the other day I had an evening meeting that got out pretty late.
Uh-huh.
And normally in the past, I would head to a bar or I would go to the grocery store, pick up some beers. I actually went to the grocery store, physically grabbed some beers, walked through several aisles before I realized, you know what? I don't want this right now. So I went and put it back, got some ice cream instead. I'm not a perfect man.
But it's not like I'm going sober. In fact, I guarantee you tonight I will have two drinks.
Oh, I'm going to go crazy.
Very minimal. But I mean, there's a difference between like having a drink and drinking.
Yes, that's true.
And I have not had the urge to like, let's go out drinking or whatever and get my buzz on. But at the same time, as I am not wanting to do that, I still haven't gotten to the point where if somebody goes, I'm going to cut off drinking for a while. I'm like, you drink.
Yeah, exactly.
You need to party.
I hate it myself, but I'm going to make you.
Yeah. It's like, let's do shots. Oh, absolutely not. But I'm glad it's on the table. I don't want to never do them, but I also never want to do them. Does that make sense?
Yes, exactly.
It should.
I never want it to be out of the conversation.
Yeah.
How was your Thanksgiving, Mac Blake?
It was all right.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, I'm not going to beat around the bush. Mm-hmm. My older brother's a problem.
Yeah, we've talked about Calvin before.
And so he gets weird around Thanksgiving, but everything else was really nice.
Good.
Did you Black Friday at all this year?
No, I did not.
Black Friday to me is usually a Friday.
Uh-huh.
Like I don't go black. When I was younger, I would go Black Friday shopping with my family.
But you would never go Black Friday? And the kickoff.
But back in the day, and this feels like, welcome to Old Man Radio.
Uh-huh.
Back in my day during Black Friday, it was more about stuff they gave you for free than super discounts.
Yes.
Because I'm a kid. I can't, like, I'm not buying a big old TV.
Oh, sure.
But if you show up to Target, you get, like, a pack with cereal samples in it, and that's enough to go.
Yeah, exactly.
And I remember I look at, like, the PlayStations or whatever, and it was like, we'll give you a PlayStation, but because it's Black Friday, looking around left to right, look, I'll throw in a CD rack as well. And I'm like, oh, CD tower. Awesome. However, this year... my lady friend needed a big TV.
Oh, okay.
Or needed a TV, doesn't have a TV. Mm-hmm. And so I was like, well, I should pay attention to these Black Friday deals.
Yeah.
And there was one TV from Best Buy that was big, and it had all the trimmings you want.
Sure.
Full 180p.
Oh, okay.
1080p, excuse me. 180p, oh no.
I think they got you on this one.
LED, not LCD, et cetera.
Yeah.
We toyed around with the idea of maybe going to Best Buy a little early.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did drive by a Best Buy, and then it was like the line was like circled it.
Yeah.
And then, but that was in San Antonio, and we drove back to Austin. We passed like 8 Best Buys back, which is weird. I don't know why that's weird, but it's weird. Because I had this feeling, I know there are towns between San Antonio and Austin.
Sure.
But I feel like there's not enough people between SA and Austin to the fact that I can see 6 Best Buys from the highway.
Yes.
And everyone we passed, there was like lines around the block. It was just weird to see that. Mm-hmm. And long story short, we ended up getting one online. It's fine.
Okay.
But because this is the first time in a long time that my brain was like attuned to Black Friday, I kept getting these feelings of like, should I be buying something right now? Yes. Am I missing out on a deal? And I would stop and think to myself, what is it you want?
Yeah.
I was like, is there something you're in the market for? And the answer is no.
No, not at all.
I did end up going to places and I bought very cheap copies of a couple Blu-rays.
Hey, there you go.
Yeah, I got No Country for Old Men. I paid with cash with that, if it gives you an idea how cheap it was.
That's a screaming deal.
It was someone was yelling at me. But even stuff where like a certain store I like going to a lot that sells comic books.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, they're having a sale. I should go. And I was like, you have so many comics, Mac.
Yeah.
So many you haven't even read. And so I was like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
But it was a weird, and I didn't, so bottom line, I didn't really do a whole lot of Black Friday stuff.
I had a brief thought where I was like, man, they should have a Black Friday sale on practical things. Where I was like, I'm out of eggs. If they had a Black Friday sale on eggs, I would be pretty about that.
I was thinking about that. I was doing some laundry, and I was like, oh, man, I need to go buy some more underwear. Someone doing a Black Friday underwear sale?
hey, TP sales? Need to get some toilet paper.
But tell you what, guys, today we're going to pass the savings on to you because we're going to be giving away a copy of a comedy album.
Ooh.
Sean Patton is a comedian. He's been on Conan and Comedy Central and other stuff.
And the show, friend of the show.
Yes, he appeared on, we were kicked out of the studio 1 week because Co-op was doing like a weekend programming special event.
Yeah. Trying out better shows, that's fine. We got it.
Didn't take, did it.
No, still here.
And so Sean Patton sat in on a live podcast recording. So yeah, he's on this show. You can listen to him. And he has an album out with a Special Thing Records, from a Special Thing Records called Standard Operating Procedure. And we'll give that away later in the show.
Let's do it.
Yeah, let's do that.
Yeah.
So be listening for that.
Exactly. When you hear the tone, when you hear the Tukey bird, cluck, 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 then you call in.
Get that Tukey bird ready. By the way, we got a tweet from Katie Vitale.
What?
And she says, Bleo is back from Burma, and your listenership is up to 2. Just kidding. Keep it up.
Wait, which part are you kidding about? Because I don't think we're up to 2 listeners.
Are you both listening around the same radio, Katie? The same computer? Because that only counts as 1.
Yeah, exactly. Sitting around the same old-timey radio.
Unless you're filling out those, what is that thing called? Nielsen?
Nielsen, yeah.
But it's not called Nielsen for radio.
It's Arbitron.
Arbitron, yes. I approve of Arbitron because it does sound like a robot.
It sounds futuristic. Yeah, exactly. What Arbitron decrees, that so it is.
That's true. That's just good advice.
Yeah, it is. In fact, put that on a shirt. What Arbitron decrees, so it is.
Is that how you make t-shirts these days?
That's how everybody makes t-shirts these days.
Just put it on a shirt.
And just see if it moves. Moves from units.
There's something else I wanted to mention on the radio show because I know that we have some listeners who are not from Austin.
Yes.
We have some listeners that, or people listen to the show outside of Texas. Mm-hmm. It's a proven fact.
Yeah.
I was on the Huffington Post today, and over the past 2 weeks, there's been a lot of articles about Texas secession.
Yes.
And it was secession fever hits Texas. I just want you to know that is not a thing.
Yeah. That's probably just like a head cold or something. It's not hitting the entire Texas body. We don't want it.
So tens of thousands of people bought a bumper sticker. There's like how many millions of people in the second most populous state in the union, as I like to call it. So, yes.
And also,
I've not heard one person, one actual person in the flesh and blood mention or even say the word secession to me.
Yeah. And maybe that's a credit to the circle of friends we keep because I don't hang out in Orange, Texas.
Yeah.
Maybe they want to, but around these parts, buddy, no. We're staying USA all the way. But the thing about that petition that was online, where if you get enough names, then they'll present it to the floor of the House or whatever. But if you look at a lot of those names, not a lot were from Texas. Like, people were filling that in from out of state. And that's kind of cheating. I don't care what some guy in Nebraska said. Oh, yeah, get rid of him.
Like, yeah, I don't like that.
Yeah.
What would you do if Texas seceded?
Oof, I would.
What if could that actually happen?
You know what? In a very pie-in-the-sky way, it absolutely could, if that's a sentence that makes sense.
Is that some loophole I'm invoking the we here.
Yeah.
Because Texas used to be its own country. I don't know if a lot of people know that.
I don't know if we rub that in everybody's faces a lot.
Yeah, Texas is also big. Do you guys know?
Yeah.
It's a big state. We like to mention that. Also, don't mess with it.
Uh-huh.
Is there some loophole when we signed on to join the U.S. where we're like, all right, we can back out anytime because we used to be a thing.
I believe so.
Yeah, I believe it really is a lot simpler than that, where it's just a matter of a vote, maybe. But here's where it gets tricky. You would have to establish your countryhood on the run. And there's a lot of infrastructure put in place. Like, it really seems to me this is the state equivalent of a kid saying, I'm going to run away from home. And you're like, you really haven't thought about this. It's going to get cold. You're going to get hungry. Yeah. You need to plan this out.
So we're going to be a frozen dead kid?
Oh, God, yes.
Is that what you're saying?
The frozenest. We're going to be that little boy from Punky Brewster stuck in the fridge.
Yeah, there are so many moving parts, ways the federal government is, like, in line with it or something. Mm. Although I would like to see someone go ahead and design what the Texas dollar bill would look like.
Texas dollar bill.
I would like to see some Texas money. In fact, if you make some Texas money, I'm pretty sure that could just be like a holiday thing people give each other.
Yeah. Texas bucks.
Would Texas bucks be lottery tickets?
Probably.
Here, is this a dollar? No, but you scratch off, you got a chance to win a dollar.
There's some value attached to it, potentially. Yeah, this whole thing seems like a dumb idea.
Would Texas have a president?
Oh, absolutely.
We wouldn't have a ruling just like a parliament?
I think this might be kings coming true.
Well, let me put this out of you, David.
Yes.
King Texas.
Wait,
what if we had a pageant? What if we had a king pageant?
I don't know. That seems to be like a telltale sign of a not good country.
I'm starting to get excited about the secession thing.
How long would the king rule Texas?
Oh, man. Oof, minimum 5 years.
Okay. Well, see, I would kind of prefer President Texas.
President Texas? Tex-Prez?
Because King Texas, that just sounds like a really good piece of cornbread.
What if instead of calling it president, we just call it could still be a president.
Uh-huh.
So it is elected, and we will mimic the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Two houses, Supreme Court, et cetera. But we call it Big Tex.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say who would run and win for Texas president? Who do we really like down here?
Oof. See, and that's where
Tony Romo.
No, people we like.
Matt Schaub?
Yeah, there you go.
Let's see. If they win it this year, Arian Foster.
Okay.
Arian Foster runs, and he runs for Big Tex.
Uh-huh.
And so he becomes Big Tex Foster.
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
That actually does sound pretty good.
Do you have to be born in Texas to be Big Tex?
See, let's say yes.
Mm.
Well, no, actually, let's say for the first few generations, you don't. It's the George Washington rule.
Okay. I mean, I guess so.
But then you get like, because something is going to happen. We're like, let's say it was Tim Duncan. Let's say Tim Duncan ran for Big Tex.
Tim Duncan's hardly a U.S. citizen.
Exactly.
They'd be like.
But it doesn't matter.
Your president was secretly born in the Virgin Islands. And he'd be like, no, it's. I'm not hiding it.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter anymore. Like, it seems to me that's the gotcha for people who want to secede, where it's like, oh, do they have to be born in Texas? Nah. Okay, so this guy's born in the Virgin Islands. Like, wait a second. We still want American born. We hate this country, but we still love it enough.
By the way, I think Tim Duncan would make an amazing Big Tex.
Of course he would. He's fundamental.
He's so even-handed.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's a team player.
Yeah.
He knows when to take less and help the other. But he does whatever it takes to make Texas win.
Yeah, he leads by example.
Oh, my God. He's coachable, too.
Uh-huh.
He'll take orders from Parliament if need be.
Yeah, exactly. But he knows when to boss people around.
Oh, my gosh. Is he past his prime, though?
No, he's perfect for a career in politics.
That would never happen.
We're still talking about politics, right? We're not talking another run at the title.
Do you want to talk about basketball? We can.
We always can. And we always do.
Yay. How excited about those Rockets, huh?
I'm still excited. I'll watch. I'm watching them.
Katie Vitale says, Texas money would be just like U.S. money, but with Perry hair on each face. I would think, I appreciate it, but I disagree. I think, do you remember the old Lone Star cans? Because
yes.
The current Lone Star cans are white, and it has red fonts as Lone Star.
Uh-huh.
The old ones were like a Texas flag, except it had 200% more Texas in it. Like it had a trail of Longhorn steer skulls around the top of it.
Yeah.
And it just there's Lone Stars all over the can. It was like a Texas explosion. I think that's what our money would look like.
Yeah, I really think at this point, if we do secede, some idiot's going to be like, oh, let's make it the most Texas thing and just make it the ugliest money in the world.
I think Matthew McConaughey has got a good shot at landing on some Texas money.
Maybe he'll just rub each dollar bill on his abs.
Oh, Texas money.
He's like, oh, all these dollars are stuck together.
I'm on board with this.
No.
What?
Wait, so did you change just because Matthew McConaughey's abs got involved?
Now it's session sounds fun. Kind of sounds fun.
Yeah, let's just try it for a little while.
What if, You know why I'd be worried about Texas seceding there?
Why is that?
I feel like Houston would try and strong arm the capital away from Austin.
Oh, absolutely.
We got the no dice though.
Now, well, here's where it would get great. Yeah. I feel like Houston would try just as much as Dallas would, and then you get your own Texas Civil War.
Texas Civil War. Oh boy, I get the feeling that we would be a jelly-filled, be the jelly fighting against the donut on that one.
Well, then Austin secedes from Texas.
Oh, I don't want to do that.
And the green gas grows.
That's
all around.
That's too many secessions.
I know, but the whole thing's dumb. Might as well just go. Might as well just keep going with this.
Oh boy, who else would rule us? There were some powerful Texans. Used to be Lance Armstrong. No. Yeah. What if Lance Armstrong leads secession and then he declares himself he won a tour de Texas or something like that?
This is his, this is how he's going to regain his image.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, fine, I'll just make myself president. Yeah, that's like, all it's going
to
take.
He's the kid who ran away from him. He's like, fine, I don't need to be Tour de France winner. I'll be Tour de Texas winner, and you can't stop me, and you can't stop me. He bikes away crying.
His sash just melts in the rain. Like, eh.
How quickly did everyone turn on that guy, by the way?
Pretty quickly. Oh, yeah. We were ready. They had given us years to be like, all right, something's going to come out pretty soon. Get ready to not like this guy anymore.
Yeah, I don't think anyone was surprised, but there was a lot of businesses with his name on them.
Yeah.
They were still like, I don't know. Yeah. Like someone texted a picture or tweeted or whatever, a picture of 24 Hour Fitness junking their Lance Armstrong Presents 24 Hour Fitness signs or whatever. And I thought that was very funny.
But it also helped that he got famous from riding a bike, where we weren't on board with that before him. So once we were done with him, it was like, all right, let's just go on to something we like again.
Well, you know what, though? It's too late. Can't erase him from the history books.
Yeah,
I feel like this town, Austin, went bike crazy.
Yeah,
partially because of him, and that like charity Livestrong has done a lot of good for a lot of people.
Oh, this town and this country is for the better because of what he did. And you can look. I think it was it was Klosterman who said, "There's really no wrong way to approach your point of view on Lance Armstrong. Mm-hmm. He could either have done a lot of good for a lot of people, or he could be a scumbag. You're both right."
We should call this episode, I think it's 29, what is it, 239?
Yeah, I think, 240, I think.
Okay, we'll call this Mask Opening episode 240, what we're talking about when we talk about Lance Armstrong.
Yeah.
There you go. We'll shorten it. We'll call it like poop or something.
That'll get the hits.
A rattlesnake, but instead of giving you venom, it just gives you the farts.
That should be on the money.
What if the money did have a big old rattlesnake on it? Big old rattlesnake. Hey, I'm Texas Mac. This is Texas Mac and the Coyote.
What if instead of calling him Big Tex, we just call him like the head of our state or the head of our country, Big Old Rattlesnake?
Oh, you know who would win Big Old Rattlesnake? Hands down, landslide.
Uh-huh.
Kyle Chandler, as long as he played...
as long as he kept playing the coach.
Coach, whatever his name is now.
Watkins?
No. I can't think of it. The coach from Friday Night Lights.
Man, I don't
know. Oh, no. Because his wife's name is like Tammy or something, right?
Yes. Oh. That's going to drive me nuts.
I'm gonna have to look it up.
I haven't watched episode one of that thing, and I feel like I should know this. Tammy Pritchett.
If I die within the next 5 years, David.
I'm not getting that tattoo.
No, you don't have to get the tattoo anymore. I'm amending my audio will.
Okay.
You do not have to get the tattoo.
But
you do have to play a selection of Friday Night Lights speeches. Okay. At my funeral.
I can do that.
Coach Taylor, of
course. Coach Taylor.
Of course he's Coach Taylor.
Yes.
I apologize to all my Taylor maniacs out there.
My Tay heads?
Yeah. Let's go Tay-Tay on it. Get crazy with the Tay-Tay. All right, you want to do this? You want to give away this thing?
Yeah, let's do it.
You want to have somebody call in? Or you want to have them tweet at us?
I want to hear some phone calls right now.
All
right,
so we're going to give away this album. It's a comedy album. I wish I could play you a track from it, but it's got some potty. It's got toilet talk on it.
It's blue.
Yeah. 472-5667. Well, if you call us right now, we'll give you a copy of Standard Operating Procedure, Sean Patton's first and new comedy album, which I have to say is hilarious.
Yeah, funny guy. Funny stuff.
It's worth it just for the last track alone, where the dude busts out some awesome beatboxing skills. I saw it live. Blew me away.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 472-5667.
Yeah, and you will be subject to a Mascot Wedding CD interview.
Not a ticket interview.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it's not the vinyl version. I don't know if that disappoints anybody.
No download code? Yeah, I'm curious to see how these, if anybody calls in.
We can talk more about Texas secession.
We absolutely could.
What would be some more? Because what are some things in the current U.S. government that we would replace?
So would we still be a part of, like, actually going back to sports teams, would we still be a part of, like, the NFL and Major League Baseball? Or would there be such bad blood as, like, we don't want foreigners in this league?
I think that would only help. In all honesty, if Texas seceded, I think the economy would crash immediately.
Oh, absolutely.
I think it would only help because you know how in those sports, like, yeah, we're world champs.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, oh, Dallas beat Cleveland or whatever. Like, you're not exactly
right.
Kings of the world.
Yeah, you're not world beaters.
Yeah. I mean, the closest thing is, well, I guess baseball or basketball.
Uh-huh.
Because you have one team from Canada represented.
But then we would have to, like, go through customs to leave Texas. That stinks.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
Maybe. Oh, man, this thing would get so out of control so fast. Where it's like, oh, we'll build a wall around Texas.
Would that wall be made of something Texas-y?
Tortillas.
Oh, then I'm on board with it. KOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hey, who's this?
I'm Philip.
Philip?
Yes.
How are you doing, Philip?
I'm doing fine.
How was your Thanksgiving?
It was good. I went to my girlfriend's parents and my older brother came. We had a good Thanksgiving at 3 o'clock.
Is this the first time you've been to your girlfriend's parents for Thanksgiving?
No, it's like my third time.
How long have you been with your girlfriend?
2 years.
Oh.
Well, yeah, it's the second time Thanksgiving, so yeah.
Can I ask you, I don't mean to pry, Philip, but you did call a radio show. Why not go to your parents' place for Thanksgiving?
My mom lives in San Francisco. My dad lives in Houston.
So you don't want to go to Houston at all?
No.
Fair enough.
I've been to San Francisco twice this year, and I can't make it this year.
Are your parents okay with this? Are they kind of like, yeah, that makes sense?
Yeah, they're fine. They got separated like at 20. They were together for like 25 years separated.
Okay. What are your Christmas plans?
I might go to Houston.
See, there you go. Get a little H-Town in you.
Yeah, because I had to cover people's shifts, and yeah, so I get time off next month.
Okay.
Philip, so about this album, do you know who Sean Patton is? Have you heard him tell jokes before?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
No.
You haven't?
No.
That is fine. Do you like comedy?
Yes, I do. My girlfriend does.
Well, okay, you're not answering these questions in a very straightforward manner here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Stand up for yourself, Philip. Do you? Okay, let's say...
Yes, I like comedy.
There you go. Okay, build your Mount Rushmore of comedy. Who are the four faces on top?
There's no wrong answers here.
Exactly.
George Carlin.
Oh, brother.
Oh, jeez.
Oh,
Keep going.
Jerry Lewis, Woody Allen. No, scratch Jerry Lewis,
yeah,
Woody
scratch
Allen.
Him.
Uh-huh.
Louis C.K.
Okay.
But I'm trying to think of another class. Rodney Dangerfield.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Why did you hesitate? First of all, why did you include Jerry Lewis? Why did you take him off?
Why did that happen?
I'm on the spot, and then he just popped in. You know, I just saw his nerdy face.
That's fine. Calm down. Relax.
What's your favorite bit of Jerry Lewis's? Is it
he just said he popped into
it. I know, but this is an interview. Is it Hello Lady or is it like Glavin?
I guess Glavin.
Okay, good.
Tell you what, Philip, we will give you this album if you can do a Jerry Lewis impression.
And not just one word. Give it like a good 15 seconds of Jerry riffing.
Yeah.
Damn.
Nope, that's a poor one right there.
Yeah.
That's
all you got to do, man.
Come on, man. You got it.
Just give it. Look at these ladies, the Glavin. Oi. Oi.
Okay, stop.
10 more seconds.
No. Oh, Philip, that was a good effort.
Nutty Professor Dean Martin.
A for effort.
He's cool.
Yes.
All right, we'll tell you what, Philip. Do you mind staying on the line for a second?
Sure.
All right, I'm going to put you on hold, and then we're going to play a song, and then I will talk to you in a minute here.
Awesome.
Okay, hold on the line. Oh, thank you. So yes, we are going to play some music now,
yes.
Right, Kevin?
Yeah, we're on CD1. We'll do the Fresh and Only's Have a New Album. It's called I Wish I Could Read My Handwriting, Long Slow Dance. This is Euphoria, Masked Wedding Show, coming back.
Euphoria.
And we are back with more Mascot Wedding Show. That was a lot of announcements, but we had to get through them. Oh, wait a second. Got someone calling right off the bat here. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, bro, what's up?
Is this Calvin?
You know it.
Tim, I told you not to let this guy through.
Whoa. Are you mad, Mackie?
Look, don't call me Mackie, okay? And yeah, I'm mad.
Why?
You know why.
It's not because of that email, is it?
Of course it's because of that email.
Ah, come on, baby bro. That was a joke.
Look, it's bad enough that you wrote what you did, but don't tell me. Don't pretend I'm stupid and tell me it's a joke.
Come on, but it was a joke.
For people listening right now, this is my brother Calvin.
Older brother.
Who cares if you're my older brother or not?
Come on, people need to know who's in charge of you.
Oh, you're in charge of nothing.
Tell that to my fantasy football league.
Oh, whatever.
Oh, hey, you show some respect to No Romo.
Anyway, Calvin wrote an email to that makeover show, What Not to Wear. And in this email...
It was a joke.
In this email... were reasons why Calvin thought I should get a makeover. You might be wondering, how do I know that he wrote this email? Well, because Calvin accidentally CC'd me on it.
Baby bro, you need to lighten up, all right? Hey, I got another question. Is there anything left from that birthday present I sent you?
Oh, my God. Look, please don't ever send something like that in the mail again, okay? We could have both been arrested for that.
Oh, whatever. The dogs would have had to get past the smell of at least a gallon of shampoo to smell that.
But no. We're not talking about it.
Well, you should use some of what I gave you to mellow out.
I flushed it down the toilet.
What? Come on, how could you do that? That was Dr. Feelgood certified primo.
Who's Dr. Feelgood?
He's the one that makes you feel all right.
Yeah, I know who that is.
And he's my dealer.
Okay, well, that's great.
The DLR.
Oh, no, I don't need to spell it.
Oh, well, I just did. You know, just in case like somebody's listening.
Anyway, you know, tell you what, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read this email you wrote.
All right.
Hold on a second to bring it up.
So let the people hear how much of a funny it is.
It's not, well, funny maybe for different reasons. All right, hold on. All right, I got it. Okay. Dear What Not to Wear, my name is Calvin Blake, and I'm a huge fan of the show. First off, don't tell me you haven't smashed it yet. I know you have. I got right away. That's
bro.
What?
You see the way they look at each other? Come on, how do you not go to town on Tracy yet?
That's you know that guy Clinton. He's on the shit.
Tight man. He needs to loosen up.
All right.
He needs to get with Tracy.
Okay,
my
sure.
My ties in them.
All right. Enough.
All right. Safe though.
Yeah.
Get it.
Okay. Let me read the rest of this email. My brother Mac dresses like a hobo king. He is always walking around in these plaid shirts that, based on how they fit, are probably from a child's lumberjack costume. Nice.
Yeah.
He has this dumb beard, which he probably uses for catching... Okay, you know what? I didn't get this next part the first time I read it, but I do now, and you're gross.
Yeah, because you're the one with the beard.
Okay, all right. Okay, up. No, it's disgusting. Can't say on the radio. Okay. He wears jeans and dirty sneakers all the time. He looks like Al Borland's intern. Nice. Home Improvement reference. One time I tried to set him up with a lady. We were on a double date and I had my lady bring a friend for Mac. The friend leaned over and said, "I don't get it. Did your brother just survive a plane crash that happened in Appalachia and all he had access to were the burned children's clothes he could steal from a clothesline?"
Sorry, bro. I meant to protect you from that.
All right. Well, first of all, that was not...
Look, that's too bad because Avis was good to go.
Oh my God, that's right. Her name was Avis. Ugh. Yep. First of all, you didn't even tell me you were trying to set me up on a date. I just met up with you because we were supposed to watch a Spurs game together.
Look, I was trying to help you out.
You're the worst. That's not helping me out.
Come on, get a little on the side.
The email continues. The last straw was yesterday at Thanksgiving. He showed up to a fancy dinner wearing an old Dallas Cowboys shirt. I didn't even recognize him. Really? Was this my baby brother, or was this a truck driver at a roadside rest stop looking for a shaky boy to give him? And you know what? I'm just going to stop there.
But the next part was really explicit.
What was wrong with what I was wearing?
Bro, it was Thanksgiving. You have to dress up.
No, I don't. Okay, we always have like a real casual meal. Like, it's tradition. And it's also tradition we watched a Cowboys game with Dad. You know, I thought wearing a Cowboys shirt was like kind of getting in the spirit. I was like, I was excited to spend time with my family.
Man, if only you could hear yourself right now. You sound like an addict who can't admit he has a problem. What you wore was embarrassing.
Oh, really? What I wore was embarrassing. What about what you wore?
What about what I wore?
You had on one of those really tight-fitting button-up dress shirts.
Uh-huh.
The top four buttons unbuttoned.
Yeah.
By the way, a nice little Jesus piece hanging there.
Yeah.
And the shirt had graphics and sequins on one shoulder in the shape of a turkey.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And on the back, in bejeweled letters, it said thankful.
Thankful for all this.
Okay, sweet. Please don't. Please don't. No. Look, we had to endure that during dinner when you just we went around and said what we were thankful for, and you had that long list of names of people that you got with, I guess.
Yeah.
All right. Where did you even get a shirt like that?
I made it.
You made it. You made that weird Thanksgiving Day themed, I don't even know how to describe it, awful shirt?
Yeah, I was rocking the nice cotton. What, bro, why do you think I was trying to get you on what not to wear?
Oh, so you admit that you were trying to get me on the show.
Yeah, but bro, my intentions were pure. I was going to use it as a springboard for my new line of holiday-themed older men's club wear. You know how, like, when you see older guys like me go out, they wear the dress shirts, but they look like Ed Hardy and a bedazzler sneezed on them? You know, like late 40s couples showing a lot of skin at the Chili's?
Yeah, okay, sure, I've seen that.
Well, what do these guys wear on the holidays?
I don't know, sweaters? Like a jacket?
Oh, no, hell no, bro. We need holiday-themed club shirts. That's where Super Blake Bros clothing comes in.
Nope. How about that? Super Blake Bro, that's not going to happen.
Bro, I got the designs all worked up. I'm just waiting for your seed money.
Oh, I don't like that. Absolutely not.
Come on, give me some of that sweet seed money.
No, don't stop saying that. Stop. I don't trust you to say that.
Bro, check it out. I have this Christmas shirt.
Yeah.
It's iridescent silk.
That's gross to start off with. Yeah.
Come on, you look totally like Rascal Flatts. Like, people be like, whoa, is that one paunchy-looking guy from Rascal Flatts? It'd be sweet.
It will not be
sweet.
Check
it out. The shirt has a Christmas-themed coat of arms on one shoulder, and on the back in fake diamond studs, it says, unwrap that ass.
And this is something you think people want to wear around Christmas?
Oh, yeah. Rocking it.
Look, if you're so passionate about it, I'm not giving you the money.
Come on, spill that seed.
All right, once again, I don't trust you. I don't like you saying that. Okay.
Fill it into my cupped hand.
I don't. Okay, that's no more of that. Look, if you're so passionate about this, why don't you, try and raise some funds from not your family? Like, why don't you take it to like Kickstarter or something?
Hey, you want to beg for money? No way.
All right, that's fair enough. I can appreciate that.
Yeah. Besides, Kickstarter rejected my campaign. They said the rewards I was offering were too sensual.
All right. Well, try to keep it clean. In fact, no, don't try. Do keep it clean. But just give me the basic, what rewards were you offering?
Well, there was this one where I was going to lay down a tarp, and then I was going to...
No, stop right there. I don't, no. Tarp, that
Come
word.
On.
No, I don't want, no. That terrified me.
But then I feel a gong.
No.
And then Jimmy J.
No. Stop. I'm going to have to mute you.
All right, fine then. Look, you won't let me reveal these rewards for Kickstarter. Forget it. We'll talk later.
All right, Kevin. Look, I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, no, I'll talk to you later, and I'll get that seed money from you.
Hey, if you're going to go, Calvin, why not end the phone call on a nice note? You know, you could apologize for writing that humiliating email about me. That would be a real nice family note to end on. What do you say, Calvin? What do you say? You want to apologize?
Nah, I hung up. Yeah. Where do you want to go? Where do you want to go with baby?
What?
Grub at Hoo-Hoo's? You want to go to Hooters?
You're talking. You didn't hang up with me. I'm still here.
All right, but you gotta wear that dress I like. Yeah, that one.
Can you, Calvin? You're still on the line.
Oh, hello.
Hi.
You're a nerd.
Are you talking to me or you're the lady you were just talking to? Calvin? And that was, I guess he did hang up. That was weird. I didn't like that at all. I didn't care for that. I've seen those shirts around. I know what he's talking about. It usually is like older guys, like wearing these like weird. It's like they're imagine like a Western shirt, but it has like pinstripes on it and gold or something like that.
Yeah, like those kind that. Yeah, those weird shirts. Those weird, yeah. Like rock and country shirts.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hold on, where were you just now?
I was tending to radio business.
God, the radio business. It takes priority. It
takes precedent overall.
It sure does.
Oh, boy. But so are you going to give up some of that seed money? Is that what I heard?
No.
Sounds like holidays are coming. You need to give up some of that seed to your baby brother. Big brother. I'm sorry.
Look, if he does Indiegogo it or something like that, mm-hmm. and there's a low-level perk
yeah.
or premium, whatever it is, I'll toss some bones his way.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't want to, you know.
I want to hear about some of those rewards, though.
I did not. Okay. I mean, look, I wish he would just get a real job.
Well, he had that one job, but then he stole all those inner tubes.
Yeah, you know, he did a lot of things. There. Yeah. H2 OK Corral, San right. Antonio edition.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
He's been bouncing around. You know what?
Look, he also, he says that he used to work for Redbox.
What?
He worked at a Redbox, he said.
Oh, how do you, that's impossible.
He said that he would stand outside of a Redbox and recommend movies to people, and he would get a commission on each DVD rented.
Okay.
It was like a pilot program they were trying out.
That doesn't sound right.
Well, he says he's still doing it, but he tried to open up his own Redbox.
Look, your brother's been in a bad way ever since they canceled 24. You just need to give him a wide berth.
Well, what's a new Kiefer Sutherland show?
Oh, what is it? I don't know.
I asked him about it. He did not want to talk about it.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel bad for your brother.
You know what, though? If anything, I got to say, when he came to dinner dressed like that, it was actually an improvement because he's really into that show. I actually like it, too. Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
And he started dressing like one of the sons.
You mean the bikers?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Sam Crow. Sons of Anarchy Motorcycle Club Redwood Original.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, he wears like the cut, which is that leather vest.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but he doesn't ride a motorcycle.
So is he like super into it? Like is he a Son of Anarchy fan?
When he enters the door, he sings the theme song to Sons of Anarchy.
How's that go again?
It's like, run through this world, uh-huh. all alone, something
what,
like that.
What about that one where they go to Ireland and they did kind of the Irish version of it?
Oh, yeah. I don't know. There was like...
Can I hear a little bit of that?
ask Calvin.
Okay.
Well, next time he calls in, we'll have him do it.
We'll call him back up.
Yeah. Although this has been a tough season for him.
Yeah?
Yeah. He takes TV personally.
It seems like he does. He needs to grow up a little bit.
I'll tell you this, though. With the rest of my family, except my parents, we are all individually into Homeland. Uh-huh. It was like one of these things where it was like, wait, you watch Homeland?
Yeah.
What about you? Do you watch Homeland, too? And we all watched Homeland.
Hey, let me ask you something.
Yes.
When you hear the term person of interest,
yes.
What does that mean to you?
A B-level show on CBS is what it means to me.
Yes.
It means a disappointing show. I actually was excited about that.
Uh-huh.
It's got a good pedigree.
Yeah.
J.J. Abrams produced it. The executive producer is Jonathan Nolan.
Yeah.
Brother of Christopher Nolan, who co-wrote a bunch of those movies with him.
Yeah.
And so I was thinking, oh, this is going to be a cool thing, but it's just a case of the week kind of deal.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like a police procedural. Well, the reason I ask is, as far as like the term person of interest...
Yeah,
I thought it meant someone who may or may not have committed a crime.
Yeah, it means that they're not a suspect, but they're a person of interest.
Okay.
Pre-suspect, if you will.
Here's what I did not know.
Oh.
It might also mean someone who's about to have a crime committed on them. And the reason I bring this up is because my parents love Person of Interest.
Oh, the TV show?
Yes.
It's entertaining.
Right. But I was reading the guide for Thursday's episode, which I happened to catch because I was home and I watched it with them. But...
What'd you think?
It was a police procedural. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Uh-huh.
What about the wooden acting of Jim Caviezel? Did that try you in at all?
That guy was as wooden as the crucifix he got hung up on, right?
Were you working on that?
Sitting on that one for days.
Are you Pete, the person of interest comic?
Hey, everybody. But the show description said a six-month-old is a person of interest. And I laughed and laughed because I thought it was a murdering baby. But it turns out, no, the baby was about to get kidnapped. And I was like, no one else thought this was funny? All right, never mind.
I like it.
It's exactly what you think it is in a show.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping for a murdering baby, though.
Oh, that's always the dream.
Like a baby who just falls on people. It's like, oh, this baby's killing people.
I can't get this baby off my mouth. This is fuck. Baby move. Baby.
Bum, bum. Like the,
write that movie.
Let's do it.
Let's call it Baby.
Murder Baby.
Two on the nose.
A baby secret of the lost legend.
That's what's the lost legend?
The baby's murder.
Oh, that's a, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I think you could do something like Spawn. Oh, there's that dumb comic named Spawn.
That dumb comic. That dumb 15-year successful comic.
It's not that it's not dumb, though.
That's true.
Look, dude, let's call a spade a spade. That comic's dumb.
You know what? I have not read issue one. I did read the Batman-Spawn crossover.
Yeah.
That was fun.
I like that, too. That got pooped on a lot.
Yeah.
But I enjoyed it. Oh, we got some tweets here.
Yes, we do. You're going to love these.
Why? This
yeah,
is.
Go ahead.
This is tartar sauce from Jessica Hamilton. Do I want to click this picture? No, it's just a picture of that cat.
Yeah, it's a picture of that cat.
What does that got to do with anything, Jessica?
No idea. Trying to help the show.
And then it says, hey, Matt, how come you're not as funny as Calvin? This is Bohonkus. Oh, come on, Matt. Give Calvin that sweet money. Why are you calling me Matt?
Uh-huh.
I get called Matt now?
Yep.
Disrespect on my own show? The guy calling me Matt.
I think he's using that that cachet that he got when he actually met you, and you're like, oh, he's a nice guy. He's like, I'm going to blow through that real quick.
Guys have a rude awakening.
How about this? You want to cut the show
early? Let's get out of here.
Yeah.
I'm being called Matt. I don't need this.
That's a good way to end it, right? Welcome back, Matt.
I don't need this bohonkus.
We've been gone for 2 weeks. Hey, thanks for calling us Matt. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. At Mascot Wedding, we're stepping aside a little early, making way for the clear spot. Linda's got some cool stuff. She's a cool lady.
That's right. I heard it was all System of a Down.
There it is. Wake up!
Yep.
Gobble, 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 wake up!
Yep.
Gobble, 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 shake up! You want to do?
Yep. It was the all gobble turkey edition of it.
That's right. That gobble, gobble song.
System of a Turkey, I think is what we're going to call that one. Hey, guys, guess what? We are back next week.
That's right.
2 weeks in a row.
Killing it.
Boom.
Yeah. But we're going to go out with some, Woods has a new album. Called Ben Beyond. This is Size Meets the Sound. Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, David.
See you next week, guys.
Goodbye, Austin.